Blog Talk Radio.
This is for that little child with no father, for that man that doesn't have a place to stay, for that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story? Tell you a story.
You can lean on me.
There's a man. Standing on the corner, he has no home, he has no food, and his blue skies are gone.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear him crying now?
Baby!
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Women to Women Show. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. And as always, it's a blessing and an honor to be with you. I'm just so excited, so excited. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I want to welcome guest 792 and guest 796 to the chat room and encourage you to let somebody know about the Women to Women Show. Go to your Facebook, go to your Twitter, and let everybody know that Pastor Rebecca is on the air, and today we're going to be talking about taking off the mask and dealing with church hurt. My God, taking off the mask and dealing with church hurt, and this is part two. 2 weeks ago, we dealt with it in part one, and we had a powerful time. We heard a lot from the pastor's perspective, but today I want to also tap into your perspective. I want to hear what's going on in the pews, what's going on with those of you who are being hurt in the pews, amen, going to church, looking for God, looking for Jesus, and finding yourself wounded, finding yourself hurting, finding yourself running right back out of the doors of the church. Let's talk about it. Let us talk about it. And also, I want to talk about taking off the mask. Why is it that we feel like we have to put on a mask around folk? Why is it that we can't just be real? Why can't we just be ourselves? Women, I want to talk to you. My sisters, I want to talk to you about taking off that mask. It's time to get real with yourself. It's time to get real with God. It's time to get real. So right after this commercial break, we're going to pray, and then we're going to go right into today's topic, which is going to be phenomenal. Again, tell somebody about the Women to Women Show. Go to Facebook, go to Twitter, and let people know that Pastor Rebecca is on the air. And they can tune in at blogtalkradio.com/power. Praise the Lord. We are so excited as we prepare for the Christian Women of Power 6th Annual Women's Conference. And this year's theme is Woman Power, anointed for divine purpose, for powerful services, for powerful preachers. On Friday, October the 7th, evangelist Darnella Allen Gray will be bringing forth the power. On Saturday, October the 8th, we will be having prophetess Lalisa J. Williams, and she has a word from the Lord to pivot you into power. On Sunday morning, October the 9th, Pastor Rebecca Simmons will be preaching at the Sunday morning service at our Women's Day. And on Sunday evening at 5 o'clock p.m., we have evangelist Elder Patty Roscoe, and she's going to close us out with a bang. You will be pivoted into purpose. You will be propelled into power. Register today. Go to nccmonline.org or Facebook to RSVP and reserve your spot today. There is no registration fee. Bring your friends. Bring your friends. Call your girlfriends to come from near and far to the Christian Women of Power 6th Annual Women's Conference. And again, this year's theme is Woman Power, anointed for divine purpose. God bless you. See you there. Amen. Woman Power, bring the power. We are so excited about that conference. I tell you, come one, come all. It's free. It's a free conference, 3 nights, 4 services, and we are anticipating a powerful move of God. Well, let us pray, and then we're going to go right into our topic for today, taking off the mask and church hurt. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. We ask that your blessing be upon this broadcast today. Bless every person who's been hurt, oh God. Send supernatural healing, oh God, even to my guests, even to those who are on the phone lines already and those in the chat room, oh God. Send healing, oh God. Father God, let us talk about it. Let us dialogue and talk about what's going on in your church, oh God. Why are people being hurt in the church, oh God? Let's talk about how we can avoid being hurt and how we can get over the hurt, oh God. So, Lord, we ask that you come into this broadcast today and have your way. Let your will be done. Bless every listener. Bless every listener. Meet every need, God. Some people are standing in the need of financial blessings, oh God, and I ask that you bless them financially. Some people are standing in the need of a healing. Lord, somebody needs to be healed in their body. body today, and I declare them healed right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, somebody's praying for their child today, Lord. I pray, Father God, that you would go out and, Father God, bring back the wayward child, God. Bring back the prodigal son. Bring back the prodigal daughter, oh Lord. Lord, I thank you that you are able to do all things but fail. Somebody has no hope today, Lord, and I just ask that you stir up their hope on today, God. Give that person hope on today, God. Somebody's feeling depressed, God. I pray right now that you lift the spirit of depression. I bind up the spirit of depression right now, oh God. I heal the hurting areas, oh God. I declare balm of Gilead, oh God, to heal every hurting area by faith. Oh, God, I declare them healed. By faith, oh, God, I declare joy into their lives. So, Lord, I just thank you for what you're already doing and for your power that's already on this line. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, again, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I welcome you. God bless you calling to me. I see you there in the chat room. And I welcome you to the Woman to Woman broadcast on today. The Spirit of the Lord truly is here. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty from your pain, liberty from your guilt, liberty from your shame. So I want to invite you to begin to call in to talk to me about church hurt. Have you ever been hurt in the church? And what did you do about it? What are you doing about it? Did you let the people run you away from church? You know, it's a shame when we have the house of God, which God has set up for his people. It should be a safe harbor. The house of God should be a place where you can go to be empowered, a place where you can go to be saved, delivered, set free. It should be a place where you can go to worship God, to praise God, to serve God, to call unto God, to pray to God. Amen. Hallelujah. But so often in today's church, we find the opposite happening. I thank God for those churches that are manifesting God's presence and his power. But there are other times when we go into church and we experience a hurt, a pain that we never expected to experience in church. And I know that there are many who are experiencing church hurt on today, to the fact that they don't even want to go back to church. Amen. Hallelujah. And God is not pleased with that, because God said that we should not forsake the assembling together of ourselves. So I want to talk about church hurt, being hurt in church, and not even just being hurt in church, but being hurt by church folk. Amen. Hallelujah. Because how many of you know that we are the church? The pastor is the church. The apostle is the church. The prophet is the church. The person sitting in the pew is the church. The person who does not even go to church but has proclaimed that Jesus Christ is his or her Lord and Savior, that person is the church. So we are the church. And my question today is, what are we as the church doing, amen, hallelujah, to make a difference in the world? Amen. What are we doing to make a difference in the world? When people come face to face with us, are their lives being enlightened? Are their lives being empowered? Are their lives being made better? Are we truly being the salt of the earth and the light of the world? Or are we nasty? Are we giving people attitude? Are we cursing people out? You know, what are people encountering when they come face to face with you, when they come face to face with me? When they see us, are we fighting each other? Amen. Hallelujah. Can we even get along as brothers and sisters in the body of Christ? Amen. And I just want your feedback. Again, I'm here, and the phone lines are definitely open for you to begin to call in and talk to me about this particular topic. Again, I want to say hello to everyone in the chat room. The chat room is filling up. I want to say hello to our guests there, and also to call unto me and Mrs. Dana Neal. Amen. And I welcome you all to call in and talk to me about this topic. What in the world is going on in the church? Amen. Hallelujah. And I see calling to me, God bless you. Thank you. Calling to me says, God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. Great topic. And I'm doing this. This is my second show with this topic, because the first show really heated up. So stay tuned. You know, it may be a little slow taking off because people are reluctant to call and let their voices be heard. But towards the the first 30 minutes or so, the phone lines begin to light up and people begin to call in and voice their opinion and voice their experiences about what they had gone through in the church. Amen. Hallelujah. So I want to talk about this topic, and you can talk from the chat room too, and I will be sure to talk to you even through the chat room, because we're not talking about this. I ran into a young man who had gotten hurt in the church, and he was so hurt, so wounded by someone in the church, by a leader in the church, as a matter of fact, by a pastor in the church, that he said he didn't want to go back to church. That experience traumatized him so badly that he did not want to go back to church. And today he's spending his time drinking, and I don't know if he's getting high or not, but I know he's spending a lot of time drinking, drowning his sorrows and booze, drowning his sorrows and alcohol. And it's a shame when we cannot go to the house of the Lord and find safety. You know, it's a shame when we can't go to the house of the Lord and find unity. The Bible says how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. You know, a lot of the stuff that people, you know, and I love the church. Let me just make this disclaimer. I love the church. Amen. I love going to church. Yes, I have been hurt in church, and I have been hurt by the people in the church. I have been hurt by church folk. Amen. Even being a pastor. But I have not allowed that to take my joy. Come on, somebody. I'm not going to allow how somebody treats me who's supposed to be treating me good. You know, the Bible tells us that we're supposed to dwell together in unity, that we're supposed to dwell together in peace, that we're supposed to exhort each other to good works. And if a person is not doing that, I'm not going to allow that person to turn me off from the church. Amen. Because I love the church. I love praising God. I love entering into the sanctuary. You know, there's just a certain feeling that I get when I walk into the sanctuary, and I know that that's the presence of the Lord. Amen. Because God says that the church is his house. Amen. So I love the church. Amen. I love church folk. You know, as much as church folk have done me wrong, I still love church folk. Amen. I love church people. I love God's people. Amen. I know that we are all flawed, that we all have issues. Come on, somebody. That's why I want to talk about taking off the mask, because we all have issues. And you know what we do? We get up in the morning and we're in a bad mood. You know, we may be in a bad mood, and we get up and we jump into the shower, put on our Louis Vuitton, put on our clothing, our designer wear, put on our designer shoes, put on our perfume and cologne, and put on our suits and our wigs. Come on, somebody, do our makeup, and we go to church. Amen. And we get in the car, we yell at the kids, we fight with the husband, we fight with the wife, for the men who are listening, and we go to church. And just as we step our feet out of the car into the parking lot, we put a smile on our faces. And we walk up into the house of the Lord with a smile on the outside, but we're all messed up on the inside. There are all kinds of bitterness and anger and guilt and shame on the inside of us. And we walk up into the house of the Lord, and we put this fake smile on our faces. Come on, somebody, and we fake the funk. And sometimes we're not even faking the funk, because by the time you get up into the praise and worship, you start to feel better, amen. You start to feel the anointing, amen, as you're going into a house that's full of the Lord, the power of the Lord and the presence of the Lord. And you can't, if you're in the presence of the Lord, that junk has to fall off, amen. So now the bitterness falls off, the pain, the anger, all of that begins to fall off if you allow it to. But some of us are holding on to these emotions. You know, some of us want to stay mad, and we refuse to worship God. Amen. Hallelujah. So now we're all bound up. Amen. We're all bound up, and we're now allowing ourselves to get free. Amen. In the presence of the Lord. Amen. Because in the presence of the Lord, there is liberty, remember? So we're not allowing ourselves to get free. So now we're looking, allowing the devil to use us, come on, somebody, to hurt another sister in the church. And we know that's not right. Or to hurt a brother in the church, or to give the pastor a hard time. And God is saying that he's not pleased. Amen. We go on Facebook and we put, you know, I'm seeing all of this sarcastic stuff on Facebook. You know, I asked God to take away my enemies and he started removing friends. Or, you know, I'm seeing a lot of stuff, sarcastic stuff on the books, on the pages of Christians. And I'm just going to ask you to think twice before you repost some of this stuff. It's cute. It's cute. But is it adding to the body? You know, is it adding to the body? You know, what would you do if your left leg decided to just stop working? What would you do if your ears decided that they wanted to stop hearing? Come on, somebody. We are the body of Christ, and we have to stop hurting each other. Would you take a knife and stab yourself in the chest? Come on. Would you stab yourself in the heart? So we have to just really think twice before we curse out another brother or another sister, before we curse somebody out. And how many of you know that you don't have to use profanity to curse somebody out? Come on. The Bible tells us that blessings and cursings are in our mouths. So as we begin to speak, when you open your mouth, especially if you're a prophet, a preacher, especially if you're supposed to be speaking life, when you open your mouth, you're supposed to be blessing people with the words that come out of your mouth. And if your words are not edifying and exhorting and encouraging someone, then you're not speaking the words of God, amen, and you're cursing somebody out. Nobody, you probably never thought about it like that, amen. We are just so quick, and I'm learning. Believe me, I am learning how to taper my words, how to tame the tongue, amen. The Bible says that nobody can tame the tongue, amen. But we can certainly concentrate on making sure that the right words are coming out of our mouths. And that's what's happening. We got a lot of people who are being hurt in the church. And I want to say this to you today. If you're under attack, if you're being persecuted for righteousness' sake, if you have people in the church coming against you, if you're experiencing church hurt today, it's because the devil knows your power. The devil knows your destiny. The devil knows that God has a great plan for you, and he has planted his seed of whatever it is in the heart of that sister or that brother to make them come after you and try to wound you. Let me tell you this. The devil will use anybody that he can to strip you of your joy, to strip you of your zeal for God, to stop you from praising God, to stop you from going to the house of the Lord, to stop you from serving God, to stop you from doing the work of the Lord. And you have to refuse to allow the devil to take your joy, to take your assignment away from you. Amen. Hallelujah. So the shoe goes on both feet. We can be a stumbling block, and we have to be careful not to be a stumbling block, or we can come up against a stumbling block, somebody who wants to create a spirit of offense in our lives and get us to retaliate, amen, to get you to strike back with your mouth or strike back with your fist or strike back by with your hardening your heart, amen, and turning away from them or turning away from the church. And now your anointing is affected. Because how many of you know that the anointing can only flow through the spirit of love? Amen. Hallelujah. So if your love walk is messed up, amen, if you see sister so-and-so, come on, sisters, if you see another sister walking towards you and your heart sinks in your chest, or you begin to feel like, my guy, I sure don't want to be bothered with her today. Here comes sister so-and-so. And I sure don't want to be bothered with her today. Then you got some church hurt. You know, something happened between you and sister so-and-so, and you haven't totally forgiven her. Amen. Because if you have forgiven her, then that spirit of offense and that spirit of I don't want to be bothered with her wouldn't be prevalent in your life. Amen. It wouldn't bother you when you see her. I want you to think about this. Do you have some people in your life right now? You're a woman of God, amen, especially the women of God. because we're talking about taking off the mask and getting real. Let's get real. Let's get real. You don't have to say anything. I don't need you to say amen. You don't have to raise your hand. But let me ask you this. Do you have somebody in your life right now that you could think about, amen, maybe another brother or maybe a brother or sister in Christ, amen, or maybe they're not saved? Do you have somebody in your life that you could think about right now that makes you sick, that makes you sick, that you don't even, I mean, when you think about them, you get anxious, amen. Come on, somebody, and you start to find yourself all knotted up, and you find yourself having to pray to calm yourself down. You know, let's be honest. Let's take off the mask. Are you carrying some anger in your heart? Because the truth of the matter is that hurting people hurt people, amen. So are you carrying something in your heart? Do you have a childhood issue? Let me just go here. Do you have a childhood issue that you have not resolved yet? Amen. Hallelujah. Are you carrying some anger, some bitterness from your past against your mother, against your father? Because let me just break this down a little bit. I want to welcome again everybody to the chat room. God bless you, Powerhouse Ministry. God bless you and welcome to the broadcast on today. I want to let you know that this is not a monologue. This is a dialogue. So all of you are welcome to call in and talk to me, amen. You're welcome to call in. But I want you to search your heart, amen. Consider your ways. You know, in Haggai, the book of Haggai chapter 2, the prophet Haggai said to the people, why have you neglected the house of God? Why have you abandoned God's house? And you're building up your own houses while the Lord's house lays in ruins. Because each and every one of you listening to me today have a gift that God has put on the inside of you that is beneficial and crucial to the building of the house of the Lord, to the building of the church, amen. God has put gifts on the inside of you. And again, when you get hurt inside the church, you know that's only the devil. That is only the devil. The devil's either using your brother, your sister, or the devil's using something that's on the inside of you that you have not allowed God to heal, amen, to wound you, so that you can leave the church, so that you can go running, and your power won't be manifested, amen, so that your power won't be manifested for the edifying of the body of Christ, for the building of the house of the Lord, for the advancement of the kingdom of God. Come on, somebody. We have to stop playing church, amen, hallelujah. Stop playing church games and retaliate against people that are hurting us, amen, and we have to allow God to heal us. We have to forgive that person. What does the Bible tell us to do? Forgive your enemies. Pray for your enemies, amen. Listen, and I see you calling to me, says there is an epidemic of fractured believers. My God, my God, my God, a broken body, cannot work. My God. Thank you, caller to me. There's an epidemic of fractured believers. That's powerful. Because if the body is broken, then the body cannot be effective in the warfare against the kingdom of darkness. Come on. So what we have to do, we have to get healed. We have to be made whole. And it starts with each and every one of us as individuals. Listen. When I first started talking about church hurt 2 weeks ago, I was hurt. I had just gone through something, had just experienced some church hurt. You know, I was going through my own personal trials. A sister had, you know, done something to me. I didn't think it was right. Amen. And I had two choices. I had two choices. I could continue to talk about what she did, amen, what they did to me and how they hurt me and how I was offended. I could continue to carry that spirit of offense, or I could give it to God and say, Lord, I don't want to carry the spirit of offense. I'm giving it to you. I'm going to give it to you. And I gave it to God. I said, God, take away the anger. Take away the pain. Take away the hurt. Take away my feeling that I have a right to retaliate. I humbled myself under the hands of God. Because how many of you know that nothing can happen to you unless God allows it? See, but I'm a mature Christian, And I understand that there are a lot of Christians who are not where I am, not where I am in my walk, and it's not so easy for some of you to forgive. You know, it's easy to say, forgive the person who hurt you, pray for your enemies, but it's not so easy to do that if you have not reached the level of maturity, amen, in God, where you can just shrug it off. Like Paul, when the snake bit him, Paul shook that thing off, amen, hallelujah. And some of us just have to shake it off, amen. But if you're a babe in Christ, it's not that easy to just shake it off, amen. So I'm opening up the phone lines, and I want you to call me, 646-652-4832, and talk to me through the phone lines. Call me and let your voice be heard, amen. Have you experienced church hurt? And what suggestions do you have for the people who are tuning in, amen, our guests that are tuning in that came specifically because they've been hurt. They've been wounded by the people in the pews. They've been wounded by the pastor, by the apostle. You know, I've never seen so many, my God, help me say this. I'm saying this in love, okay? I'm saying this in love. I don't want anybody to think I'm being high-minded, but I've never seen so many haughty, high-minded, upper-handed, looking down on folk, five-fold ministry gifts. I've never seen it. You know, Jesus told us not to lord it over those who come to walk up under us, amen, those that he has given us to be shepherd over, those that he has given us to be leaders over, amen. Why do we feel like it's necessary to make those in the congregation feel small? We're supposed to be edifying the body, and I'm talking to pastors here, and I'm talking to five-fold ministry gifts. I'm talking to preachers here, ministers, amen. We're servants. Come on. That word ministry means servant. So why do we feel like it's okay for us to tell people off? And I want to ask the congregants, why do you clap your hands when a preacher is on the pulpit abusing the sheep? I just want to know. I want to know. You know, maybe I'm doing something wrong. So help me out here. Call in, amen, 646-652-4832, and let your voice be heard. My husband is calling in. Pastor Anthony, God bless you. You're on the air. Welcome to the Woman to Woman Show.
Amen. Praise God. It's a powerful topic that you're talking about today. I'm being blessed by some of your insight on the status of God's church in today's world. It is amazing sometimes when we look at the little milk cartons and we see the missing children. Some of them have been abducted and some have been snatched by away from them their homes. But Pastor Rebecca, some of them actually ran away from home.
When children
run away from home, our hearts begin to worry. I mean, those of us who care about people. Jesus said, suffer the little children not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of God, and you might as well put a millstone around your neck if you mess with children. But in the natural, when a child or a teenager runs away from home, they're leaving that ark of safety. And the enemy, one of the strategies that the enemy is doing in this hour in which we're living, is he's allowing that, you know, what you're talking about today, that church hurt, to literally run people away from their ark of safety. Because as you say, if it's not done in the church, it won't be done. And yes, there's a lot wrong with God's church, but there's a lot right with the church. And Psalm 91 reminds us that they that dwell with the Most High God, that means you got to stay, you got to remain, you got to stay connected to God through his church, through the means that he gave us in the earth realm to stay connected to him, to come and worship and dwell with him. He said, those are the ones that shall abide in the shelter of the Almighty. You have shelter, refuge, protection when you stay connected to the local church or the body of Christ through a worship a place of worship. And what's going on, if you don't resolve that church hurt, just like in marriage, we got to resolve our issues. At work, if you have a hostile work environment, you're not going to say, I'm going to let you chase me away from my job, because my check, my paycheck, my source of income, my livelihood is through this job. So I'm not going to let an irate boss or a coworker that does not like me chase me away from my paycheck. So it is with the church. Yes, you're going to have haters. Yes, the church is full of sick people that need help. Yes, some people are going to literally come against you because they're jealous of you for whatever reason they are. But don't allow the pastor, the people in the pews, or any particular incident to run you away from God's church. Because it is imperative in this hour, Pastor Rebecca, that we stay connected and stay in the local body. Because not, we heard a preacher last night, and he was simply saying, you know, the gifts are for the house.
Yes.
The gifts are to be used in the local church. And many people's gifts are lying dormant. They're not stirring up that gift. They're not allowing the vision to come to pass for that local body that's trying to impact the communities in which we live in. So it's a domino effect. I can say it's a domino negative effect when we don't do our part. And so sometimes, you know, the church hurts. Yes, it's real to some people. Yes, some things have happened to people that is hard to move past. But find yourself in a church where you can trust the pastor, where you can grow and be nurtured, where you can come and be cultivated, where the doctrine and the word of God is going forth with power and authority and might, where people are loving. You know, new creation, the kingdom church. Pastor Rebecca and myself, we try to, one thing we try to do in our local church is allow the love characteristic to be imminent, to allow the love characteristic in our church to be first and foremost. Because 1 Corinthians says, without love, we are nothing. God so loved the world. So we got to put the love back in God's church. And Pastor Rebecca, a lot of people don't feel love when they go to church. And that's
scary.
There's a lot of things going on with the church, but don't throw away the baby with the bathwater, body of Christ. Don't sit behind your computer and say, I'm going to church through this technology. That is not the same thing. Don't forsake the assembling of yourself together. Thank God for technology. That is to add on to the times that we're not in the local body. But I just came from a place, I saw the people in the synagogue, I saw people in the Catholic Church, and the Protestant Church got to stay connected to the church, because these other religions see the importance of coming together. Don't allow the church to be deceived in this hour.
Wow. Amen. Amen. And that is just so powerful. But like you said, Pastor Anthony, sometimes, not all churches, because like I said, there are a lot of great churches out there. And, you know, New Creation Christian Ministries is one of them. But there are times when people are not feeling the love of God in the body, in the local church. And we've even had people, you know, that share with us, you know, sometimes that there's an awkwardness in the church. If you feel like, you know, you're different, like everybody is different, or maybe people are more advanced. Maybe you're on a fixed income, and then there are people who work in corporate America, and you don't feel as comfortable around them. Or maybe there's a certain clique in church, and then you come to church by yourself, so you might feel a little bit uncomfortable. But like Pastor was, like you were saying, Pastor Anthony, we have to make sure that we're going to church for the right reasons, and we have to be careful not to let anybody, stop us, amen, from getting into the presence of the Most High God. We have to know that we're coming to church for, listen, it's hard, because when you think about it, you come to church because you need God, amen, and you come to church to get power, and you come to church to be edified, but then you get hurt. So what do you say to the person who's been hurt in the church, and they're not mature enough? They're baby Christian. They haven't even been saved that long. You know, what do you say to that person?
Pastor Rick, I think that's the exception, not the rule. Unfortunately, what we see are quote unquote mature saints saying, "I'm hurt and I'm not going back to church ever again." It's not the novice, unfortunately. It's not the novice. Yes, those cases are coming up, but for the most part, it's those who've been saved since some grew up in church. Some got saved as teenagers, as young adults. They're in their 30s, their 40s, their 50s. And those are the ones that I'm mainly concerned about. You know, yeah, my heart bleeds for the novice. The devil, the parable in Matthew 13 and Mark 4 says, the devil comes right away to snatch that word. And that's mainly,
yeah,
talking to that person that you finally got to come to church and they hear the preach word and they happy about the gospel and immediately something happens where that word is snatched away. But normally church hurt happens when you're around long enough to be hurt. My experience in the first church that I went to. There was a deacon that never spoke to me. I would speak and they wouldn't speak back. And I'm I watched them serve communion and I'm hearing the pastor say the deacons are chosen because they fit the criteria of hospitality and love, and this particular deacon and this guy and his wife just was the coldest people I've ever met in that church that I was part of. So I got a wake up call right away that, you know, okay, they're not gonna speak to me, they're not gonna treat me with mutual respect. But there were so many other deacons and so many other people who didn't receive me. And that's who I started getting. That's who I started going towards. I was not going to let that one couple where I saw so many right deacons and right people in that church, I wasn't going to let the bad apples run me away from the things of God. And I'm so glad that I didn't judge it according to that person that I did not understand why they didn't show me any love as I was coming into the doors of the church.
Amen. Amen. You know, and just because, and that's a success story. You know, that's some, you made it out. You were a young Christian. You were a baby Christian. You had just gotten saved, and that was a big church. And thank God that there were a lot of people around to make up for that one or two people that didn't treat you well, that didn't show you love. But there are a lot of smaller churches, you know, where you go into the church and you just feel like an outsider. You feel like, you know, you're not being received well in that environment. Or even if it's a medium-sized church and you come in and you're trying to find your place, but because there are people who are threatened of having their position taken away, they kind of like push you to the side, you know, or treat you badly behind the pastor's back. You know, there's always someone in the church that the devil will use. That's what I was saying earlier. There's always someone in the church that the devil will use to try to push you out of the church. You know, and look, Pastor Emily, the devil was using that deacon. The devil was using those two deacons to try to get you discouraged. And that's what I was saying earlier, that the devil was using that, the devil would use that person to try to get you discouraged, like he used those two deacons to try to get you discouraged so that you would leave the church as a young Christian, as a babe. And like God said, God forbid for anyone who would cause these babies to stumble, you know. They might as well have a millstone around their neck and be cast into the sea, because God knows when he calls you into the church. I want to say this to everybody that's listening. When God calls you into the church, God knows the plan that he has for you. And the devil knows it too. And the devil, just like God has already planned for your future in heaven, that's why we pray your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The devil has had his meeting too. And he sent out his little demon spirits to come and try to trip you up, especially when you're young, especially when you're a seeker, just trying to find God and trying to find out who God really is. The devil will send those on assignment, those demons on assignment, who will use any willing vessel. That's why we have to keep our hearts right with God, because the devil will use anybody to try to trip up a saint, young or old, whether you've been in the church a minute or whether you've been in the church for years, for all of your life, young or old, the devil is trying to trip you up, because God says he has a great plan for your life. plans to prosper you and not to the harm you. And not only that, but God says that he prepared good works in advance for you to do. Kingdom work. There's kingdom work for you to do. And because of that, I believe, that's why I believe, Pastor Emily, that the church hurt is so prevalent. That's why I believe that the devil is in the church, amen, tripping people up in the church, because in the church is where we go to get more power. That's where we go to praise God and be in the presence of the God and to receive a greater anointing. So if the devil could stop us from going to the church and get us to turn our backs, ultimately the plan is to turn our back on God, then our position in the kingdom of God has been forfeited. And now the work that God assigned for us to do, it's temporarily halted because God will find somebody else to do it. So what I'm saying is basically this whole thing about church hurt, if we look at it through a spiritual realm, if we look at it through spiritual lenses, we'll see that it's not just about the emotions of a person. It's just not about I got my feelings hurt. See, I've learned, I've been hurt enough through church and even through people in the church, people of the church. I've gotten my feelings hurt enough times to realize that it's more than about me getting my feelings hurt, Pastor Anthony. Because look at you. If you had gotten your feelings hurt and walked out of that church and said, I'm never coming back, then you wouldn't be Pastor Anthony today.
Amen. That's powerful that you said that. You know, the first church I went to, they weren't friendly at all. This particular church I went to, a lot of people were friendly, but then I ran into some people that were not so friendly. But you're absolutely right. We're not going to fix the problem unless we are aware of what's going on. And like you said, more importantly than the emotional side of us as human people, yes, we have emotions. Yes, we don't like to be dissed by anyone. You know, some of us, you know, sometimes I look at our congregation and sometimes people in the church, we don't realize what kind of walk people have come from. Pastor,
yeah.
Like it's true to be told. Some people, I mean, you can go ahead and mess with the wrong people. You know, you know, thank God that some people are spiritual. Well, they'll walk away and not disrupt the church before they put you in your place. So, you know, for those of us who are perpetrating, you know, or the ones who are putting the church hurt on people, possibly we need, I don't, maybe they're in your audience today, but maybe we need to be aware that, you know, sometimes we can mess with the wrong people. But for the most part, as you said, the church is trying to be deceived in this hour by the devil to really weaken God's church. And we know that the church gets stronger, the more impact we're going to have on our communities in this world. And we don't have to go too far in our communities and marriages failing and people not really getting to the height of their corporate America ladders and buying homes and being prosperous and in good health. You know, people, for the most part, Christians need to really be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath and not the bar. We're not going to get there being hurt wearing our feelings on our sleeve. We're going to get there by overcoming obstacles, as you said, this thing called church hurt. This is just one aspect of what can deter us. But, you know, we need to allow people, and that's why you're bringing this awareness today. Don't let nobody take your prosperity away from you. Don't let nobody remove your blessing that God has your name on it. Don't allow people, you know, some people are listening to you. They're called to pastor. They're called to go and do a missionary work, or they're called to be evangelism or evangelistic and prophets and apostles and teachers and preachers. And because of church hurt, you and I did street evangelism years ago, and we met a guy. He was drinking beer, sitting on his porch, smoking cigarettes, and he said, I was called to preach, and this is what happened to me. You know, he said, this is what happened to me. Shrugged his shoulders. That man is out of position. He's not impacting the kingdom. And don't allow that women of God, men of God, to happen to you. You know, dust yourself off, pick yourself back up, and get back into the fight.
Amen. Amen. Because the Bible says that we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, you know. And also we have to realize that we are not each other's enemies. You got a whole bunch of facts. She said it. so powerfully earlier in the chat room, and I want to go back to that comment, that in the body of Christ, there's an epidemic of fractured believers. You have a lot of hurting people, and hurting people hurt people. And I just want to encourage you and exhort you on today that if you have any pain, if you have any deep-seated wounds, if you've been hurt in the church, today is the day to forgive. I want to encourage you to forgive today. I want to also encourage you to call in and press 1. I saw a couple of people on the phone lines, 646-652-4832. And if you want to be on the air, you can just press 1, and I'll put you on the air. Amen. I want to talk to you about this topic. I want to welcome our guest, amen, guest 1052, guest 792, calling to me, Mrs. D. Neal, and all of those who are already on the phone lines. I want to just welcome you, amen, to the Woman to Woman show. And I want to hear from you. Let your voice be heard on this topic, amen. Why did you even come here today? What does this whole topic mean to you? Call in and let us hear from your perspective, because we, we're pastors. I'm a pastor right now, but I've been in the pews. And even being a pastor, I've had my feelings hurt. You know, when a woman tells me that she loves me, you know, I have women, hundreds of women that I communicate with, hundreds of women. And a lot of them tell me, they say, I love you. And when a woman says, I love you, I don't embrace that woman automatically. I kind of like stand back and wait to see really if she's going to really love me, you know, because I've had women come into my life and say, I love you, and then after a few months, they acted like anything but they loved me. They acted like they hated me, as a matter of fact. And I just don't understand that. You know, I know that it's not flesh and blood, but it's spiritual principalities, wickedness in dark places and high places, amen. I know that it's that spiritual wickedness. I know it's the devil, amen. But why is it that we as women have such a hard time getting along with each other? You know, why is it that we have a hard time celebrating and supporting each other? You know, why is it that we're so judgmental of each other? I just want to know. Let's be real. Take off the mask. Stop faking the funk. Listen, if you don't really love me, don't tell me you love me. I mean, because you just, when you walk away from me for no reason, you're just going to hurt me, you know. So let's not just throw words around, I love you. You know, I mean, if you really love me, then eventually I'm going to know you love me. But if you really love me, then you can say it. But what I'm saying is, where is the love? You know, where is the love? What's going on the inside of each and every one of us? This is last time we talked about other folk, but today we're talking about us. What's going on with you that would have you be jealous of another sister? Because sometimes we hurt other people because we're jealous of them. You know, sometimes we hurt other people out of ignorance. You know, the Bible says that we perish for lack of knowledge. Maybe you just didn't know that those words were going to hurt. And then we do this thing. I'm just speaking the truth in love. And then we turn around and we hurt somebody because we want to speak the truth in love. No. The Bible tells us to be careful not to offend. Amen. To be careful not to offend. Amen. God bless you, Mr. Daisy Neal. God bless you. Amen. I see you out there. Amen. Hello, and have a wonderful day to you. Amen. A blessed day to you. We're talking about church hurt. Amen. And the phone lines are open. Pastor Anthony has called in. I want to open the lines for the women of God. Listen, call in. Talk to me about this. I know this is a hot topic. I know that you all have a lot to say about it, amen. God bless you. Woman of God, amen. Call unto me, call in, amen. Dana Neal, if you can, call in, amen. And let your voice be heard on this topic. What is God saying? Amen. What is God saying to the church today? Amen. I'll tell you what the Lord is saying. God is saying we have to stop the nonsense. We have to stop the nonsense. We have to stop playing with God. We have to stop hurting each other. We have to stop faking the funk. Amen. Stop faking the funk. Amen. We have to forgive each other. Amen. Hallelujah. We have to get real. Amen. And realize that we got a lot of hurt on the inside. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to walk in love. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We got to stop hurting each other. We just got to stop it. Amen. We got to put it under the blood. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to be saved for real. We got to be saved. We have to get saved for real. Amen. And stop inflicting pain on each other. Because if you really look at it, amen. And Dana Neal is speaking. Amen. She said she can't call men. Amen. She's getting ready for that second job, but she said she will say this. If you have a problem with another woman, you don't have that covenant connection with your sister in Christ, you are not loving and you are not living like the Bible says. Say that, Dana Neal. Amen. Hallelujah. If we can't get along with each other, women can't get along with each other, then we're not in covenant relationship with our sisters, amen, and we should be, amen, and we're not walking in love like the Bible tells us to walk in love. And what do you think about when you get hurt? I mean, what if that sister has hurt you? You know, what if you've been hurt by that sister? What if she told you she loved you and then she turned around and stabbed you in the heart or walked away from you or talked about you, gossiped about you, what do you do then? Amen. Hallelujah. And Ms. Dina was saying, yes, we have to be saved for real. And we are responsible for all that we do. No matter how we think we are saying it in love, people are walking in mess. Amen. And that's the truth of the matter, that too many people are not walking in love. And let's talk about the church. The church is not the building, women of God. We are the church. You are the church. I am the church. And let me tell you something. God has a greater plan for us than trifling mess, amen, where we're looking at each other, being jealous of each other, hating on each other, gossiping about each other, stabbing each other in the back, amen, tearing each other down, amen. God has a better plan for you, amen, than to be caught up in some war against your sister, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And Dana Neal, Mrs. D. Neal is saying we have to be saved for real, amen. She already said that, amen. And that's what we have to do, be saved for real. Know that God's love is so awesome. It's so powerful. Amen. God didn't see fit to leave us like that. The truth of the matter is, and I said this earlier and I'm saying it again, a lot of us came into the church hurt. Amen. And we thought we would get a quick fix, but how many of you know that it's a process? Somebody say it's a process. It's a process, amen, for God to heal us, amen. So we're not going to be, listen, sister so-and-so in the pew next to you might have rolled her eyes at you. But let me tell you something about sister so-and-so. Sister so-and-so got issues that she came into the church with. That's why the Bible tells us to be loving to each other, because the sister that hurt you, you don't even know what she's carrying. You don't even know what she's walking with, amen, what she's dealing with. So I'm just going to say, put yourself in sister so-and-so's shoes. Maybe her husband beat her up last night. Maybe her son joined the game. Maybe her lights are out, amen, at home. And then you got up and testified about how the Lord is blessing you, and sister so-and-so can't handle your blessings, amen. Hallelujah. She can't handle your blessings. They're too much for her. So she's got a scowl on her face. She has a frown on her face, and it looks like she's frowning at you. But she's not really. She's just having a hard time dealing with life. Come on, somebody. We have to go beyond what we're looking at. Paul said, you're looking only at the surface of things. It's not just that Sister So-and-so hurt you or stabbed you in the back. Think about this. Sister So-and-so got issues. Come on. Anybody out there got issues? You know you got issues? You know that you're having problems with your husband, problems with your kids, problems with your bills. Come on, somebody. Problems. It's problems. It took all you had to get up out of the bed this morning. You have issues. You're hurting. You're hurting. You're hurting deep down on the inside. And that's why you lashed out at your sister. That's why you can't handle her blessings. Amen? So it goes deeper. There's so many ways to look at this, and I can't do it by myself. So we're going to do our marriage moments. Mrs. D. Neal said something else. She said, something they call me. She said, if people ask her and need her for something, she said, they call her. She said, this is what she said. She said, sometimes you have to shake it off and move on. She said she has many sisters in the church building right now that she's been in this church for 2 years, and these sisters walk right past her. They don't support her in her endeavors. They talk about her. They ridicule her. And then when they need something, they call her. And she says, you know what? She's there for them. She says she's there because the word says to be there. And she says that they're not going to put her in bondage. Nobody's going to put her in bondage to their issues, but she's still there because she loves them. Amen. And that's basically it in a nutshell. Amen. To realize that people have issues, know that people have to deal with their issues, and keep it moving. Amen. Amen. So that's our first hour. And the second hour, I really want you to start calling in. Amen. So we're going to just give a round of applause for our first hour. To a short commercial break, and then we're going into our marriage moments, and I'll be taking some more of your calls.
Praise the Lord. We are so excited as we prepare for the Christian Women of Power 6th Annual Women's Conference. And this year's theme is Woman Power, Anointed for Divine Purpose, for powerful services, for powerful preachers. On Friday, October the 7th, evangelist Darnella Allen Gray will be bringing forth the power. On Saturday, October the 8th, we will be having prophetess Lalisa J. Williams, and she has a word from the Lord to pivot you into power. On Sunday morning, October the 9th, Pastor Rebecca Simmons will be preaching at the Sunday morning service at our Women's Day. And on Sunday evening at 5 o'clock p.m., we have evangelist Elder Patty Roscoe, and she's going to close us out with a bang. You will be pivoted into purpose. You will be propelled into power. Register today. Go to nccmonline.org or Facebook to RSVP and reserve your spot today. There is no registration fee. Bring your friends. Call your girlfriends to come from near and far to the Christian Women of Power 6th Annual Women's Conference. And again, this year's theme is Woman Power, Anointed for Divine Purpose. God bless you. See you there.
Praise the Lord, and that's coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Again, there's no registration fee, so we're excited. These are some powerful preachers, and they're going to be pivoting us into purpose and propelling us into power. Amen. So we're excited about that. Amen. Well, we're going to go into our marriage moment. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and we're talking about church hurt today. Amen. I'm going to bring on Pastor Anthony Simmons. We're going to go into our marriage moments, and then we will be taking more of your calls. We want you to call in. The number is 646-652-4832. Call in and talk to us about church hurt and taking off the mask. How are you dealing with church hurt? Why don't you call and let your voice be heard? Amen. Praise the Lord. Pastor Emily, welcome to the Woman to Woman broadcast.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. And we're looking forward to hearing what you have to say about marriage today, as we did with this topic on Church Hurt today. And we're going to also begin to take some more comments. I see calling to me is making comments in the chat room. I want to highlight her comments and also make some more comments and take some more calls. But what is God saying to us, Pastor Emery, about marriage?
Amen. Amen. Marriage is a good thing, but we're going to go right into it. I'm coming from James chapter 5, verse 13. Listen to what the word of the Lord says. Is any one of you in trouble? And some of our couples are in trouble today. He should pray. Is any happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. Watch this, Pastor Rebecca. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer or the prayers of the righteous man and woman is powerful and effective or avail as much. And I just want to talk very briefly from the topic, the power of a praying couple. The power of a praying couple. I look at our early years in marriage. You know, we've been married over 15 years now. Glory be to God. And a lot of that is due to this aspect that we all have as believers called prayer. We don't utilize it as much as we should as believers. The Bible says men are always to pray. So how powerful is it for a couple, a husband and a wife, to pray individually and together? Because
yes.
As we from the book of James, he said, if you're in trouble, pray. So as soon as trouble hit your home, you should begin to pray. I told our church on Wednesday, you know, Jesus was saying, who do men say that I am? And they were saying all these, you know, names, Jeremiah, Isaiah, the prophet. And then he turned around to his sons and daughters and said, who do you say I am? And that's what Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit are saying to you and I today. When we recognize who Christ is in us, we know the power of prayer, and the prayer of faith is powerful and effective.
Yeah.
If your faith is in trouble, whatever you bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. And I said to our church, and I'm saying it to our audience today, women of God, men of God, you can bind certain spirits that are in your home. You can bind that spirit up with the authority, the ability, and the power that you have within you. Don't allow strife, confusion, and chaos to rule your home. You have the power, authority, and ability to bind that demon and that devil spirit up. Don't just allow it to run its course. When you see you and your husband not getting along, you're arguing, the smallest thing is setting one or both of you off. The smallest incident are igniting a fire. You know that's not of God. So you have the ability through the power of prayer to bind that spirit up. Number two, when you begin to pray, whether it's individually, because I understand that some of our audience, maybe the husband is not saved, maybe the wife is not saved, but you can sanctify your husband and you can sanctify your wife. You, through the power of prayer, the Spirit will begin to reveal certain things. The Spirit of God, as you lift up your petitions to God, your supplications with thanksgiving to God, He'll begin to reveal things through you and to you about your marriage. As I said, you know, we had a blended family situation 15 years ago, and in those earlier years, it was tough to blend. For the most part, our marriage was good, but we did have some low moments. And it was, Pastor Rebecca, only your connection, your relationship with Jesus Christ, your relationship with God, your relationship with the Holy Spirit that got you through some of those tough moments. The same thing with me. Yeah. You showed me the door. I thank God that I had a relationship with God. I thank God through the power of the Holy Spirit and the Son, Jesus Christ, that I had a high place to run to, that I had an altar that I can fall down on and say, God, in the flesh, I can't take this. But by the Spirit, I'm crying out for help right now in this moment. And as I look back to those earlier years, I know that you had a prayer life and I had a prayer life. And 15 years later, we now got a testimony. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And I'm telling the wives today, wives, you got to pray. Woman of God, you got to pray and don't cease from praying. Man of God, husband, please cover your family in prayer.
Yes.
Prayer. Sometimes what you do in your closet is the most effective thing you can do for your family, covering them as you go to work. That's what I do. I cover my family. Sometimes my wife and children don't audibly see me praying. Sometimes they do. But for the most part, my prayers are private and they are effective and powerful. So through the Spirit, through the power of prayer, He'll begin to reveal things. I remember my wife gave me a question years ago, do you know me? And since that question, baby, I got to know you a lot more better. Because prayer just opened the whole situation up where I could see things that I couldn't see in the natural. I'm one of those men that try to figure things out and try to rush in to solve things. I'm a practical thinker. I'm a logical thinker. I'm very analytical. And sometimes we got to put that carnality down, that natural way of doing things down, our own wisdom down, and allow the Spirit to rule and reign. So as you pray as a couple, you'll begin to bind things up off of your marriage. As you pray as a couple, the Spirit of God will begin to reveal things to you. And finally, if you continue to pray as a couple or even individually, when you pray, you will stay. I felt God. When you pray, you will stay. When the tough get going, the going gets tough. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. And we was in a church service last night, and the bishop said, if you don't pray, you will stray. And as soon as he said it, I thought about when Jesus said, you know, can you pray for me 1 hour? Pray that you fall not into temptation. And that's what he was simply saying. And that's in line with your topic today, Pastor Rebecca. When you pray, you can stay in a tough situation in your church. You won't stray. When you pray, you won't be talking about divorce. You won't be talking about leaving your wife and your children or your husband and your family. When you pray, you have supernatural dunamis power, ability to you know, when some couples are saying, well, I don't know where the love went. There's no love here. Love don't live here anymore. When you pray, you'll stay long enough until the love returns. When you pray, you'll stay and hang around long enough to fall back in love with the first one you fell back in love with the first time. That's the only reason you proposed to her. That's the only reason you accepted his proposal, is because you were in love. So until that love returns, pray and believe and trust God. So that's all I have today. There is power of a praying couple. A praying couple with two or more gathered, he said he'd be in the midst. With two or more as to touch it and agree, he'll be in the midst. If one can send 1,000 to flight, two can send 10,000. You and your husband, you and your wife are going to do great things for the kingdom if you stay together and if you pray together.
Amen. Wow. Amen. That's powerful, Pastor Emily. Thank you so much for that. Amen. That is just powerful, the power of prayer. And we have a question in the chat room. The question is, how can you pray together? How can a husband and wife, how can you have someone pray as a couple when you can't even live as a couple? You want to take a shot at that?
Well, I kind of alluded to it during this segment. Even as an individual, you who are strong in the word, you who are strong in faith, you who are strong in your relationship with God, You are the one who have the power, the authority, and the ability that I just talked about. You'll be amazed how you can win that husband over. You'll be amazed at how the power of agreement will begin to come into your home through your prayer. That's why you can't give up on prayer. You know, in the natural, you don't see physical change in your relationship. But in the spiritual, God is at work. So you got to be patient. You got to be patient and wait on the Lord. And, you know, sometimes we give God a time limit or a clock. And God does not operate like that. Yes, I want your marriage fixed today. I really want you to have spiritual bliss today. But if you've been going through a storm for months, some of you have been going through a storm for years, my advice to you is to hang in there and keep hope alive. Your children, your marriage, your children, your family, the one that you love, and sometimes that love is not reciprocated back. God can change it through the power of prayer. I've seen it in my own life. I've seen it in the life of some couples. We went to a seminar last week, and this wonderful couple gave a great seminar, but they've been through a lot of hell in their marriage, and they overcame it because they were praying, sometimes not together, but they prayed. And now they got a testimony, and they're pouring into other marriages because they decided to stay together. They gave a testimony. They were one day away from divorce court. And that's all I can use for you is that look to the couples, look to the testimonies that are out here, how they came over and got over through the power of prayer. It doesn't make your situation lighter, but it does show you the power of prayer.
Amen. Amen. That is just so powerful. And, yes, I agree with that to the person who asked the question, that basically when you're not getting along with each other, just go ahead and spend some time with God. You know, spend that time with God on your own. You know, if you can't pray together as a couple, then make sure that you're spending that intimate one-on-one time with God. And God will keep you. God won't put any more on you than you can handle. Sometimes during marriage, it seems like, you know, he just does, especially for the women out there, you know, it may seem like your husband just does not understand. He does not understand. You know, he's not being romantic. He's spending all of his time watching sports or with the boys. You know, he won't go to church. You know, there are so many issues that we as Christian women have to endure, you know, we go through. But with the Lord, we can make it. You know, with the Lord, if we go to God in prayer, then God will give us what we're lacking in our marriages. In other words, you know, like if we're not being intimate in our marriages, if our husband is not giving us what we need, he may not be complimenting us or giving us the affection that we need, we can go to God, and God will wrap his arms around us and just make us know that we are his daughters and that we are loved. There is so much power in prayer, because prayer is not just something that we do. It's not a senseless religious routine. Prayer is intimate communication with the Father, with our Father, amen, who loved us so much that he sent his Son. God loves you just that much. It doesn't matter how much a man cannot appreciate you. The power that we have is gained from knowing that we have a God who not only appreciates us, but he created us, and he loves us, and he has a divine purpose for our lives, and he shelters us and protects us, and he's not going to let us go through any more than we can handle. So if it's hurt from our husbands, you know, I see that same caller was talking about this the other day, going through an experience with her husband that scares her. You know, they're really scared, and she saw a look on her husband that really scares her. You know, and when we run to God, thank God we can run to him. Amen. We can run to God, and God will protect us. There's a secret place. And when we go into our secret place with him through prayer, amen, when we get into that place, then nothing can hurt us. Amen. Hallelujah. So I just thank God, Pastor Anthony, for you coming today and talking about the power of prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. And we have some comments in the chat room. I want to welcome Dr. Clara Shade. We had her show on Conquering Soul Holds. It ran last week. Amen. I want to encourage you to go back and listen to the archives because that's right in tune with everything that we're talking about. Pastor Anthony calling to me says, awesome wisdom. Amen. Awesome wisdom. And to God be the glory for that. And then that same person who was asking the question says, you are right. And that's what I'm doing, amen, because calling to me has said, when fear becomes a factor in your home, fast, pray, and stay in your word. God will instruct you. And Mrs. D. Neal agreed with calling to me and said, you are right, and that's what I'm doing. It's so funny how this thing came about, and I was crippled. Never, ever happened to me before, but I knew it was a spirit. Knowing that we fight against spirits, not flesh. And then the same person says, thank you for reaffirming that call, a call unto me. So there's some activity. That's why this broadcast is so powerful, because even in the chat room, we can encourage and edify each other. Amen. So, and Ms. Dana Neal says, yes, and amen. Yes, prayer, pray, and keep praying. Amen. And we have to pray. And also, like I was saying, I'll go back and listen to the broadcast from last week, especially those of you who are listening today. If you missed it from last week, Dr. Clara Shade was with us, and she's the author of Conquering Soul Holds. And she's certified. Amen. She's licensed. Amen. She's a professional. Amen. A Christian professional. And she will be able to shine some more light even through that broadcast and through her book, amen, Conquering Souls. And if she wants to call in, the phone lines are open for anyone who wants to call in. And you can press 1, and I'll put you on the air, 646-652-4832. Pastor Emily, that's just so powerful, the power of prayer and the power of a praying couple. And a lot of us, a lot of women who are listening to this broadcast may be married to unbelievers. Maybe you got married after you got saved, or maybe you was married when you got saved and you're unequally yoked. Amen. When you're unequally yoked, then prayer is, there's power in prayer. The what does the Bible say? The effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. Amen. So pray. But I want to talk about that fear, that you being scared in your home. Amen. That concerns me a little bit. Amen. If there is danger, if it's more than spiritual, if there's a physical danger, we're going to be dealing with that also on October the 20th and the 21st. We're having a domestic violence conference right here on my radio show. Women, you don't have to live like that. Amen. You don't have to live scared, abused, battered. You don't have to live like that. Amen. So that's going to be on October the 20th and the 21st, and also on the 22nd right here on blogtalkradio.com/power. But you should not, when fear happens, when you're scared in your home, again, prayer is powerful. But sometimes you might need to go and talk to somebody. Amen. And make sure that you're safe. Amen. Make sure that you are safe. Amen. Pastor Emily, I don't know if you want to say anything. What happens when you get scared? You're in your home and you're with your spouse, but you see something in that person that scares you. Amen. Do you have anything to add to what has already been said, other than fasting and praying?
You know, we have to get
into the word.
One thing about the body of Christ, you and I are very cautious about this. We don't make everything, even though everything is spiritual, there's a practical wisdom that God gives us. You know, you got to exercise that at all times. Some of us see things in the natural, red flags or danger, and we need to, you know, use our wisdom that God has given us. There was a time, you know, in past where the church was taught to stay in dangerous situations. That's why I'm so glad there's an awareness this entire month concerning domestic violence, because it's a real issue in our culture, in our society. And if you have, you know, some of your ladies or your men listening, and abuse or potential abuse is trying to come forth, you have to exercise godly wisdom. We have too many resources at our fingertips and on the other end of our cell phones and our landlines to go to. You can look up anything on the internet. You can go to your pastor. You can go to counsel. There are so many avenues that we can go to nowadays. Before, in past, we didn't have a lot of places or people to run to. There are certain family members and coworkers that you know you can confide in. They live in godly. They've already shown and have a reputable reputation as being a man or woman of God. There are certain people that we can confide in as parents. We can go to our parents, and we can go to certain neighbors and friends and just share, bounce things off of other people. So sometimes, you know, you can get to the place where you're paranoid, and maybe the look, you're making a lot more out of it than it was. But sometimes you're not paranoid. You're not overreacting. And in those cases, you must take the right necessary steps to make sure that more than anything, you're safe and your children and your family is safe. So use godly wisdom and also tune into that conference that Pastor's going to put online. Again, I said through technology and through means like this, we can go to places and get more information on how we can get the victory in every area of life, even concerning this. But use godly wisdom at all times.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And, you know, I want to talk about counseling again. The Bible says that there's safety in the multitude of counselors. And just make sure that you're getting the right counsel, that make sure that they're Christians and that they love God. And also, even if a lot of people say, well, we've been to marriage counseling and that didn't work, and we're still talking about marriage here. We've been to marriage counseling and that didn't work out, and maybe he doesn't want to go anymore. Then you go. You go ahead and go to counseling for yourself and make sure the person said in the chat room earlier, calling to me said in the chat room, make sure that you are fasting. Make sure that you're praying, that you're staying in your word. Get everything that you can get to be empowered, so that you can be empowered, so that you can have the best life possible. You don't have to... you know, while you're praying, get some counsel. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. The chat room is lit up. There's so much feedback coming from the chat room, and I thank God for that. Also, if you want to be on the air, let your voice be heard. Call 646-652-4832. And I want to welcome Carla Meacham to the chat room. God bless you. We're talking about church taking off the mask, and we offer the marriage moments. God bless you calling to me. Thanks for stopping in, and may the Lord be with you during this week. Amen. I appreciate your contribution to the broadcast today. And as also the marriage moments, Pastor Emily talked about praying. Amen. A couple that prays together stays together. And off of that, we begin to talk about some other things and having some problems in marriage. And that's why we take time out to talk about marriage, because the devil is against marriage also. And that's what we were talking about with church hurt. You know, sometimes even when we're being hurt at home, that can carry over into our experiences at church and with other people. So we have to be careful of our level of sensitivity. Amen. You were talking about that, Pastor Anthony, when you said sometimes we're just hypersensitive, because when you're chronically being hurt, abused, misused, neglected, amen, then there's a potential for that to carry over into your interactions with other people. That's why God wants us totally healed. God wants us totally healed. That's why we have to take off the mask. I appreciate what my guest did when she started talking about her husband and the problems that she was experiencing in her marriage, you know, because she was naked and not ashamed. And sometimes we have to be daring enough to say, you know what, I'm just going to put it out there. I'm going to tell this sister that I'm hurting. I'm going to share that I'm going through in my marriage. And maybe I can get some godly counsel that can help me. So, again, it all ties in together. Every time you do a marriage moment, Pastor Anthony, it ties in with our topic.
Amen, and that's the Spirit of God. And that's so important, as you said. When we are spiritual, we respond to things differently. And that's why it's so important. That's why you're talking about it today. We got to stay in church. You got to hear the preach word. Faith comes by hearing, hearing through the word of God.
Wow.
God said it's not going to be done by might, it's not going to be done by power, but it's going to be done by his Spirit.
My God.
First Corinthians, Paul writes to the church of Corinth, and he says, we no longer have the spirit of the world, but we have the Spirit of God. So we got to know that dunamis power, that Holy Spirit, that resurrected power is on the inside of each and every believer. And there's some situations that we can't handle, but God can handle everything. And those are the times that we got to trust him when we're unsure, when we're walking in fear or in doubt, he knows the plans he has for us. When we are double-minded, the Spirit will lead us into all truth. So we got to be connected to God's church. We got to surround ourselves with the right kind of people. We got to sit up under a good pastor, a good church, a good word, and allow God to get the glory out of our lives. That's why our mission statement over here in New Jersey, you know, to radically change lives through the power of the Holy Spirit from the Son Jesus Christ for the glory of God, because we can't do it. It's through the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost how it gets done. And there's nothing greater than supernatural change of a man or woman's heart. That, to me, is supernatural.
Yeah. Yeah, it's supernatural. And that's why we're talking about church here today, because it is supernatural. Because when you think about the fact that we serve a supernatural God and we're fighting a supernatural war, we're fighting a spiritual war, because there is a war. There is a war out there. And I keep reiterating this, that you have a divine purpose and there's a war against your purpose. There's a spirit of sabotage that has been sent against your purpose. And sometimes the spirit of sabotage is not working from the outside, but sometimes it's working from the inside. And that's why we need to be totally healed. And that's why we also need to spend time fasting and praying and being in the presence of the Lord. Because when we're in the presence of the Lord, then we could be like Jesus when somebody comes against us and offends us, and we can say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And see, wow, when we get super spiritual about this, we let God put in super on top of our natural, and we say, you know what, I'm not going to let myself be offended in church anymore. I'm not going to let myself be hurt by what my sister does, or by what my brother does, or even by what my husband does, because I know the greatest he that is on the inside of me than he that is in the world. And I know that no weapon formed against me can prosper. And I know that even those who are coming against my purpose, I know that what God has for me is for me. And God said that his plan shall be fulfilled in my life, because he said he knows the plans he has for me, plans to prosper me and not to harm me. He thinks thoughts of peace and not evil towards me, thoughts to bring me to an expected end. Listen, my sister, there is an expected end for your life, amen. And it's not for you to be caught up in church hurt. It's not for you to be walking around having to pretend that everything's all right when everything is not all right. It's time for you to get over the offense. It's time for you to forgive. And it's time for you to take off the mask. Let God heal you for real. Get you some godly counsel. Pray fast. Get into that word. And get up under the word. Amen. Get up into the corporate anointing and let God, through his Holy Spirit, totally transform your life so that you can walk into the divine purpose that God has ordained for you. It's time for you to get up. You know, stop. You know, the devil knows. Let me just say this, and I'm again asking you to call in. We only have like 27 minutes, 646-652-4832. You can call in and raise your hand, push 1, and I'll put you on the air. But let me say this to you. The devil knows you're powerful. He already knows the magnitude of the power of the one who resides on the inside of you. He knows the power of God in you. Amen. Hallelujah. And God has already, my God, God has already ordained that he would get the glory out of your life. Amen. So just think about it like this. The devil knows how to trip you up. He knows how to push somebody. I heard a preacher say this. The devil knows how to push your easy button. He knows how to push the button that's going to get you caught up in the spirit of offense. And if you're in the spirit of offense, if you're offended, then you can't walk in the fullness of the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost that's on your life, that's on the inside of you. That's why you have to just let it go. That's why Jesus exhorts us to forgive. Amen. So I'm exhorting you. It behooves you to forgive. You know, just let it go. Let it go. You know, I know you're hurt. I know they did you wrong. I know they hurt you. I know they said the wrong thing. They said something that hurt your feelings. They shunned you. They didn't speak to you. They walk by you every single week, and they never say anything. But consider what we said for this past hour and a half. Maybe they're going through. They got issues. But don't let their issue become your issue. Don't let their issues become your issue. Walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. Get seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Rise above the circumstances. Amen. Hallelujah. Rise above that person who wants to, can't wait to see you in church so that they can get on your last nerve. Amen. Hallelujah. And Pastor Anthony, you know what I like to say about that last nerve. You know, if you still have a last nerve, then it's got to go. it's got to go. Because dead men don't have nerves. Dead women don't have nerves. And we're dead in Christ. Amen. Buried with Christ. Raised up in the resurrection as new creations. Amen. New creatures. Amen. Hallelujah. You're not the same person. Stop letting the devil make you think you're the same person that you were before you got saved. You're not the same person. You're more powerful. My God, you have more wisdom. Even if you feel like you're a bubbling fool, when you open your mouth, you have more wisdom because Christ is the wisdom of God, and the spirit of Christ lives on the inside of you. My God, you're wiser, you're stronger, you're better. Amen. Hallelujah. Stop letting the devil bring the same old tactics to push your buttons. Amen. You're more powerful than the circumstances. You're more powerful than the attack. Come on. You're more powerful than the attack that's coming against you. So we're here just to say to you, church hurt will happen. It will come. People will come, and they will get on your last nerve. But you have to decide, I'm not going out like that. We have a caller. All right, we're going to put this call on the air. Area code 908, you're on the air. Welcome to the Woman to Woman Show.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Rebecca.
Praise the Lord, Mother Belly. God bless you.
Pastor Anthony. Anyway, I have been listening from the beginning, and I'm learning to listen, and I thoroughly enjoyed what I've heard, dealing not only with the church hurt, but the marriage moment, and even following online the comments of the different people. So I thank the Lord for your broadcast. I did listen in on the first broadcast you did too. And you know, I agree. Sometimes people have been in the church a long time, and like Pastor Anson said, those are the ones you're mainly concerned about, having been there and having learned how the enemy works. And then when hurt comes, throw up the hand and say, I'm gonna leave, and without realizing. And I think part of that is because when you recognize that the enemy is going to come from people who don't know the Lord, those that don't know the Lord, but you've gotten into church, we get into church and we get so comfortable and we have our ideas about what sister so, brother so-and-so and elder so-and-so is like and different ones are like in church. You don't expect it from that direction. But then we're not supposed to be so comfortable in Zion that we can't recognize when the enemy comes, because we know he's going to use whoever, whatever he can, and especially to get those rooted and grounded saints that have been around so long, and now they're at the time of their life when God has allowed them to gain wisdom and understanding and experience things that they can pass on to the younger people who are now coming into the church and the younger people outside of the church about how God can keep you and how God can sustain you. And he knows now you're really at a point where you've garnered something, something in your arsenal that can be very dangerous to the tearing down of strongholds. And so now some brother, some sister who's been there a long time says or does something to hurt you, and you're ready to pack up and run. And that's when we are supposed to be more prayerful and more aware of that he doesn't care who he uses. He doesn't care that that person may have a title. And then sometimes old hurt and offenses come to allow you to see what is not in you. Something in you is lacking. Something in me is lacking. When the enemy comes within the church to run me out of the church and I allow him, then something in me is lacking. I'm not yet where I need to be. I'm not where I can be. I need to be rooted and so rooted and grounded in the Lord and so prayerful that when that enemy comes, and at first I may be hurt, but then when I just think about it and go home and pray about whom the offense came through, and then start to say, oh God, something is not right. Something is not right there. Let me first start to pray and ask God to search me, make sure I didn't cause the offense. And then when I know that I did not cause it, then start to pray for my brother or my sister because something is not right in there that's causing them to be in a pit position where they will allow the enemy to use him. We're in a dangerous time. We're in a time now when, we're living where people are giving up. People are hopeless, and we have the message that can give them hope. We have the message. We have Christ. We have what they need in order to live, in order to stand, in order to reach out and grab on to hope, which is Jesus Christ. And so because we have that message, we know that we now are in a position where the enemy, he doesn't just want to come in and upset us. He wants to totally annihilate us because now we have in our arsenal something that can help bring, we have Christ. And we have the experiences can bring down his kingdom. We're living in a hopeless time, but it is not hopeless. And that's what we have to realize. We have that message. We have it. And we have to be prayerful, and we have to pray one for each other, especially our pastors, our elders, our mothers, those who've been around, and now they're at that place where now God can really use them, and the enemy he's got launched an all-out attack on the heads of churches, on pastors, on elders, on mothers. He's launched an attack because he doesn't want to waste his time outside of the church. Now he's coming inside the building, and he's messing with the church, which is us. And so we need to stay prayerful, not just for each other, and especially those in our church who are in leadership positions. So I thank the Lord for your program. I thank the Lord for the one you did, and I thank the Lord for this one you're doing because it's needful. It's needful. I know for myself, an experience, and I was, oh, God, what is going on? And I was tearful, and I was home, and I was thinking, oh, my God, And here I know the person, and I know. And then I had to actually go before the Lord and say, Lord, did I do something? Did I search me? And then when I realized the person, sometimes they're going through something. They're at the weak point. They're at a weak point now. Even though they know the Lord, they have something that's attacking them. And you have to be prayerful and pray for that person. Pray for them.
Yeah.
And God will not only strengthen you and teach you something, but he'll even give you the grace to go to them and say, did I do something to offend you? Because you know that I love you. And if I did, just tell me. And if you go them in love, not in hurt, but in a concern because this is my brother and this is my sister. And listen, we know that our common enemy is Satan. It's not each other.
Yeah.
But I'm thankful for you too. I'm so thankful for you. I'm thankful for your ministry. I'm thankful for this radio program that you had. And I'm thankful for your women's outreach and Pastor Anthony. I'm so thankful for you too. You know, I'm praising the God that is in you, and you have to be obedient to him, both of you. But I'm praising God that's within you. And, you know, I'm boasting in the God that is in you too.
Jesus,
and we need you. We need you. We need both of you. We need you as pastors. We need you as a married couple who can honestly say, listen, we are in a fight too, because the enemy wants to destroy it. He doesn't want us to succeed, but you're going to. You're going to. You are, and you're going to. Because not only are you praying, but you have other people praying for you.
Wow.
So the enemy's job is to come and not just tickle you. He wants to annihilate you, but not just you, anybody in leadership position who will take a stand for the Lord. I love you. I love both of you.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Jesus, that is, thank you. I feel the Lord. My God, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Wow. That is so powerful. That is so true. Pastor and I went to church one Sunday. We went to church one Tuesday, Mother. We went to prayer, amen. And we, just before we got to prayer, before we started praying, Pastor Emily said something to me, and I took it the wrong way, and I responded, and he took it the wrong way. And we're in church, and we had an hour of prayer, and we went ahead with the prayer. And then when we left the church, we rode home. Our house was maybe 40 minutes from the church, and we didn't say anything all the way home. And when we got to the house, you know, we began to speak, you know, talk to each other. We sat in the driveway for a while, and we just talked to each other. We had to, what we realized is that there was nothing wrong with us, but the devil had come in and tried to set up a spirit of offense in our marriage. And you talk about church, that's the ultimate church. We're pastors of this great church.
Yeah.
And we're going to pray, and just before we prayed, this attack came. And I thank God that we learned to be slow to speak.
Yes.
You know, and slow to anger and quick to listen, because we were able to talk that thing out without, you know, ruining our marriage, you know, without yelling and screaming at each other. But it came out of nowhere almost. You know, we walked in the door, and it's like the demon was waiting, you know, but we were rushing in, you know, because he rushes in from work. And we know that the devil that has been trying to stop this ministry, you know, we're going through a lot right now ministry-wise, and believe in God by faith. But to have you come and confirm those words that the body needs the ministry that the Lord has put on the inside of my husband and I. You have no idea how the Lord has used you today and how blessed we are by those words. So we just thank God for you.
Well, I praise the Lord for the two of you. And I know I just heard, and my intention was just to listen and listen. But the Lord is, He's saying to the body of Christ, he's saying to his church, we got to constantly stay in. We pray for the people to come to the Lord. We pray for those souls for the kingdom. But it's those leaders at the top, you know, that the enemy is desiring to tear down, because he wants to embarrass. You know, he wants to let the people on the outside say they're not real. Look at them. He wants to do that, you know. So we have to pray for each other, and we have to cover each other in love. I didn't say cover up each other's wrong. I said cover each other in this ministry. Cover each other in love. You know, there may be a time my sister or I may, and I'm using this as an example, you know, so far the Lord has blessed us. I've said to some of my sisters, listen, if you see me walking in a way, come to me. Please come to me. If I say something, help me be the best that I can be in the Lord. And that's what we got to do. We got to help each other be the best that we can be in the Lord. We can't be get upset. We got to willingly be able to accept when someone come to us in love. And God will allow us to know when it's a sincere person, because you're going to consider the source for which this information is coming.
Yes, and we have to do that.
Amen. And the thing is, the enemy, he outside, you expect something or someone or something, but you don't expect it in the church. But that's where he's coming now, right into the building.
Yes, yes. And I pray that my testimony helps somebody, that the devil can jump. The enemy can jump up on anyone.
Anyone.
He can jump up on anyone and use that person to try to come against you. And he will often try to use somebody who's close to you. So
right.
We just have to always be alert, be sober and alert, because he
and have people who are watching have our back, so to speak. You know, have people in the Lord who have our back. You know, that are watching for us with the Lord. You know, and to the young woman on the was when he was speaking on the marriage moment, and I was going to say exactly what the young woman tweeted in. Prayer in a place, you know, you got to pray. Sometime when the husband, you know, when he is not home, just walk through the house and pray. Ask the Lord to change the very atmosphere in the house. So that not when he walks in that door, he walks into a holy atmosphere.
Yeah.
You know, there's an atmosphere of praise, an atmosphere. Even find a specific radio station with Christian music, something soft that she can put on and she can have continually playing. You got to change the atmosphere in a place so your home becomes peaceful. Because first you've asked the Lord to rebuke anything in there. You pleaded the blood over every area of the house, including the attic that you probably never go into, the basement, any open windows or anything, that nothing can dwell there unless it's pleasing to him. And you clear, ask the Lord to clear that atmosphere so that our home become a place of peace. So even if his intention when he put his key in the door, or she, because sometimes it's us, put that key in the door and walk in, the atmosphere is so electrified with the very presence of God that even when he would say something, he'll be quiet, even if you have to go in the door and close the room.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But we have to stay prayerful before the Lord in every situation.
My goodness.
I'm thankful
Amen.
For this time that the Lord has put me aside, and he's allowed me. He didn't cause a thing, but he's allowed me to be a little bit more quiet, a little bit more still, and a little bit, and reflect more on him. And I'm thankful for that. But I praise the Lord again for your, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take up all your time, but I tell you, I'm excited. I'm excited about what God is doing.
Amen. Amen. No apology necessary. We're excited also. We're excited that the Lord has connected you with us and how he connected us. And we're just excited. We're just excited about what you shared and your wisdom. You know, the Bible tells the older women to teach the younger women. You know, me, myself, having just turned 50, you know, I know that I'm in the position now where God has called me to teach. And I thank God for you, Mother Rosa, one of our mothers,
praise
you know,
the
mothers of the Universal Church. Amen. You're not, you know, you're a mother of a local, head of the Mother's Board of the local assembly, but I thank God that you come over here to New Creation Christian Ministries through our broadcast and share the wisdom of the Lord with us, because we need it. We need it. So we just thank God for you and for you calling in and sharing with us on today.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Pastor Anthony?
I'm being blessed, and you're absolutely right. She touched my heart today. Like she said, I'm praying for you guys, and we need prayer. We do need prayer. You know, we it's amazing. We're a week away from your women's conference, and we're so excited about that. But
yes.
A lot of women, you know, a lot of wives, a lot of women, your mother, she just attested to the fact that we need to have this godly wisdom poured into our lives. We can't give somebody anything that we did not receive. And the only reason, you know, certain things I've accomplished or have gotten done in my life, I had to sit. I came right smack from the world, right smack from darkness into the marvelous light. But we got to sit and learn and be taught. And as she said, sometimes correction must go forward in the church. But if somebody's right, don't allow the spirit of offense, because the truth does hurt, Pastor Rebecca.
Yes.
Sometimes the truth does hurt.
Yes.
And it feels like it is offending you, and you are hurt by the truth. But if it is the truth, let's respond and react to the truth the right way. Because sometimes correction must go forward. And as she said, sometimes the spirit of offense, we got to take a deep, long look at our own selves and not allow, you know, our chance to be delivered to pass us by. But Pastor, sometimes to talk about your conference.
Amen. Amen. And I wanted to say, you told me to talk about the conference, Pastor Anthony?
Yes,
we're less than a week away. If they're anywhere near the tri-state area, come on over to Elizabeth. It's going to be powerful.
Yes, amen. In this last 5 minutes, we definitely thank all of you for listening. And Pastor Emily wants to talk about the conference. I'm going to obey, amen, and talk about the Women's Conference. We're coming up on our 6th annual Christian Women of Power Conference, and this year's theme is Woman Power, Anointed for Divine Purpose. Woman Power, coming from the scripture, Acts 1:8, and ye shall receive power to be my witnesses. So we are excited about what God is going to do this upcoming weekend on October the 7th, the 8th, and the 9th. Some of you have already heard the commercial today, but I'm exhorting you, if you're in the area, we have people who come, one young lady coming in from Chicago. So Erica Anderson, who's a listener here on the Woman to Woman show, will be coming in from Chicago, a young woman, and she got her plane ticket, and she is coming to New Jersey, to the tri-state area, for this conference. It's going to be all evening services, so you still have time during the day to do what you need to do during the day. It's going to be Friday night, 8 o'clock p.m., Saturday at 5 p.m., and Sunday we have two services, the 11 o'clock a.m. and the 5 o'clock p.m. service for those who have church. If you have a church service, go to your church service. Go to your church service. The only reason I would want to see you there is if your pastor excuses you from service, but I'm not trying to take anybody else's members from their 11 o'clock a.m. service on Sunday. We still have a second service on Sunday afternoon. So if you can be there, because God is going to be in the house. There's an anointing at that place, at New Creation Christian Ministries, and there's an anointing that these women are coming with. They're fasting and they're praying, and they're coming for you, to serve you, to pivot you into power, to propel you into purpose, and to help you get healed. Because how many of you know that we can't go forward without sometimes going back and getting healed? Amen. So I know that there's a powerful anointing on this conference, and God has called me to do it. I'm doing it out of obedience. There's no registration fee. There is no registration fee. Our first service is 8 o'clock on Friday night, and we're excited. We're excited. Some of the speakers, you may know them, you may not know them, but guess what? God will be there, amen. So we encourage you to come out and be a part of what God is doing. I also want to encourage you, listen, tell somebody about the Woman to Woman show. Tell somebody about this broadcast. We're on every single Saturday at 1 o'clock p.m. from 1 o'clock until 3 o'clock. Put me on your Facebook page. Go to my Facebook page. Get my share the show. Share it on your page. Share it in your women's groups. This broadcast is changing lives. Amen. So, and it's to God be the glory, because it's not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost that we are able to come here and do what we do. Amen. All of our callers, all of our listeners, everybody that calls in makes such a big
impact into the lives of those who are listening. So we thank God for every listener. We thank God for every caller. We thank God for everybody in the chat room. My God, all of you in the chat room who have made a significant difference, all of our guests, past and present and future. And remember, we're doing the domestic violence seminar right here, the conference right here on blogtalkradio.com/power on October the 20th, the 21st, and the 22nd. We'll be having a panel on that Saturday show with people who we're going to be talking about domestic violence. The theme is you don't have to live like that. So that's it for today. Amen. Our broadcast is over. I want to thank everybody for being with us. Spread the word. Meet me at our conference on this upcoming weekend, and then come back for the domestic violence conference. You don't have to live like that on the 20th. Amen. As we will be here for 3 days, bringing snatching some women out of the throes of domestic violence. So go in peace and serve the Lord. Know that God loves you, and so do I. And God bless you, Mother Bailey. Hope to see you soon.
God bless you all.
Amen. Praise the Lord. How about some gratitude, Pastor Alicia Cooper?
Like you.